Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a conversation about the mundane. One thing we can promise is that our conversation will be less than fascinating, hopefully, so that you can feel free just to drift off. Thank you so much for joining us today. A little bit of a different episode for those of you who tune in regularly. I'm Amanda Barker. You probably know me if you know the podcast at all. And today I'm joined by a very special person, somebody that has a very special place in my life. And her name is Edith.
Hello.
Hi. Edith, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about you, how old you are, some of the things you like, how we know each other.
Well, I'm 6 years old, and I know Amanda because my parents are friends with her.
That's right. We're friends. And Edith, I'll invite you, because you have such a beautiful, soft voice, I'll invite you to come a little closer to the mic when you speak, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to be so close, sort of in between. That's good.
Okay.
What are some things that you love, Edith?
Well, I love my family and I love my friends.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I think we're very similar. And those are the people that you love. What are things that you like or things that you like to do?
Well, I like to look at jewelry. And
we looked at some jewelry today, didn't we?
Yes.
Whose jewelry did we look at?
We looked at your jewelry.
Do you think I like jewelry a lot?
Yes.
What makes you say that?
Because you have like a whole collection. It looks like you have a nest of it.
A nest? I love that image. A nest of jewelry. If you had a nest of jewelry, if you were a jewelry bird and you had a nest of jewelry, what kind of jewels and gems and precious stones would you put into that nest?
Well, I would put in like sapphires, which is our birthstone.
It is our birthstone. What month are we both born in?
September.
That's right. So sapphires, you would put in sapphires.
And rubies.
Rubies. Beautiful. Do you know what birthstone is a ruby? What month that is?
No.
It's actually the month that we're in right now, July.
Oh.
Yeah, rubies. You probably know some people with a July. Do you know somebody who has a July birthday?
No.
I think Devin or Mason does. One of them has a July birthday. One of them has an August 1st birthday, I think. And one of them has a July birthday. Okay, and what other gems do you like, would you put into that nest?
Maybe some diamonds and some emeralds. I really like emeralds because I like their nice soft green.
Yeah, it's a beautiful soft green, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we saw another green stone today, right? Do you remember that?
No.
You don't have to remember the name. I think I only said it once, but it's called... People pronounce it differently depending on where you live, but it's called a peridot or a peridot. Probably in French, it's a peridot.
Yeah, it has like that. It has like that dough thing that French usually has.
Yeah, D-O-T. So in English, we would say dot, right?
Yeah.
And in French, we would say?
A D?
Yeah, or dough, yeah.
Or dough.
Yeah, depending, yeah. So you would put sapphires, diamonds, emeralds into your jewelry nest. Any other things or stones that you'd put in there?
I don't know. Maybe some lapis?
Lapis is beautiful. What color is lapis?
Blue, like sapphires.
It is. It is. And do you know where lapis comes from?
No.
So, yeah. So lapis actually comes from the same part of the world that sapphires come from. Maybe that's why they're both so blue. But it comes from a few different countries, but the area where India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka is. Have you heard of India?
No.
No? I think you've had Indian food before. Maybe. So that's where that's from. Do you know where emeralds come from?
No.
They come from a few places. The one, your mother has a beautiful green emerald, and hers comes from Colombia.
Colombia?
Mm-hmm. That's in South America. Yeah. And sometimes they can come from some places on the continent of Africa, too. Namibia is a country that has a lot of beautiful emeralds. Their emeralds are almost a blue-green instead of just a green. In fact, I have some Namibian emeralds. I didn't show them to you. They're in another place in my closet, so I can show them to you after if you want.
All right.
Okay. I know people must think, oh, wow, she has so much jewelry, but I inherited a lot of my jewelry. And I do spend money on it a little bit, but I more like to go to vintage shops and places like that to find them. I don't try not to spend too much money on jewelry, but I do enjoy beautiful stones. So you were talking about nests. It made me think of birds. Are there birds that you like?
Well, I don't really know many birds, but I like blue jays and I like robins.
Mm-hmm. Those are beautiful birds. And have you seen blue jays and robins here where we live?
Well, no.
No, you haven't? You've never seen a blue jay or a robin?
Here?
Yeah.
No.
What? I'll invite you. I know it's really fun to touch the foam, but just because people do like to listen to this to relax, I'll invite you. You can just do that with your fingers. Yeah, just so we're not making so much noise for them, okay, hon? So robins are beautiful, and they have beautiful nests. Do you know what color a robin's egg is?
No.
Blue.
Blue.
Yeah, beautiful blue, like a turquoise. Do you know what color turquoise is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, it's like a, almost like the color of the sea, right?
Yeah, I think once I brought a robin's egg to school.
I think you did too. Very exciting. So sometimes people, even when they have a coloring box or paint, they'll call the paint or crayon robin's egg blue. So now you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And blue jays are very interesting. Have you ever seen a blue jay in real life?
Well, I don't really remember.
That's okay. Listen, you've had a lot going on in your short life, so I think one time we did see a blue jay. I think actually at this house we were sitting in the back and we saw a blue jay. And do you know something interesting about the blue jays?
No, what is it?
Our baseball team here in Toronto is called, have you ever heard of them?
The Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Toronto Blue Jays. And a very funny story about me is that they had a mascot. Do you know what a mascot is?
Yeah, it's a little animal that goes around. And yeah, like the Raptors.
Like the Raptor mascot. And I was the mascot for the Blue Jays. Did you know that?
No.
For the baseball team, I was. I was a bird. And I would fan myself like this. So I'm fanning myself under my chin, just for those who aren't in this room with us. And I would take off baseball caps of men that didn't have any hair, and I'd pretend to polish their heads. That's something I did a lot. Funny, huh?
My mom was a Scooby-Doo mascot.
She sure was. I was wondering if you would remember that. That is so cool. Where was she the Scooby-Doo mascot?
I kind of forgot, or she at least didn't tell me.
I can tell you, because I've known your mom a very long time. So the Scooby-Doo mascot is in a very famous amusement park here in Canada. Do you remember what that amusement park is called?
Is it called Niagara Falls?
Oh, that's such a good guess. Such a good guess. It's got very big roller coasters, and maybe sometimes you drive by it when you go to your Pop and Nan's. It's called Canada's Wonderland.
Ooh, Canada's Wonderland. It looks very fun.
It does look very fun. Have you ever been to Canada's Wonderland?
I think so.
I think you have, but you were quite a small child. So you haven't been this year or last year, I don't think. But you can go to Canada's Wonderland hopefully really soon. And yeah. What are some of the things that you think you can do at Canada's Wonderland?
Well, I think you can go on, like, roller coasters and get some, like, peanuts or something.
Mm-hmm. You can definitely get peanuts, I think, anyway, or some kind of snack. And you could definitely go on roller coasters. Do you think you would like rides like roller coasters?
Yes, I really like rides. And once I got to go on a Slinky Dog ride at Disney World.
That's right.
We were at the head of the Slinky Dog. Oh, and it was so fun.
So fun, the Slinky Dog. I do remember that, Disney World. What, do you have a favorite ride at Disney World?
I think it actually might be the Scooby-Doo one.
Oh, wow. Do you like Scooby-Doo as much as your mom likes Scooby-Doo?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you think she likes it the most?
Well, I think she doesn't really, like, care for it, right, like, anymore.
Yeah, but maybe when she was younger?
Yeah.
What are some things you can tell us about your mom?
Well, she's very kind and she's an actor.
That's all very true, yes.
For those of you that don't know what an actor is, it's somebody that does commercials on TV, and she gets money for that.
That's right. That's her job, isn't it? Mm-hmm. She does more than commercials, right?
Yeah, she does sometimes some shows.
Mm-hmm, like TV shows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite thing that she's done that you think is just the funnest or the coolest or the funniest?
I think being her daughter is like very, very, that's like, but I like being her daughter, and I bet she likes being my mom.
I bet she does too. I bet she loves being your mom and loves that you're her daughter. I bet you anything. In fact, I think I know it. What about your dad? Can you tell us some funny things about your dad?
Well, yeah, he's also an actor.
Mm-hmm. So, I thought it might be fun if you tell us, we've talked about jewelry, we've talked about birds. Is there anything else that you have that you really love to do or play in your life?
Well, not really.
No?
Maybe you want to share something with us?
I can share some things with everybody. I was thinking maybe you want to talk a little bit about either Zelda or Minecraft, because I know you really like Zelda, and I know you like Minecraft sometimes, too.
I can tell you about those if you would like.
I think so. I find them very interesting.
They're not very calming, though. They're more of like, they have violence and stuff like that.
They have, yeah, maybe a little bit. Tell us about Zelda. There's some interesting characters in The Legend of Zelda, right?
Uh-huh. So there's Link, and he got asleep from Princess Zelda 100 years ago because Zelda has her awakened power, and she accidentally used her power and she accidentally made Link fall asleep for 100 years. And there's an old man that's disguised as King Rome Pharamus Bossa of Hyrule.
Oh, wow. What's his name again?
King Rome Pharamus Bossa of Hyrule.
That is quite a name. Oh, my goodness. So he's disguised as that.
He's disguised as an old man.
Okay.
And there's also the four champions where there's Urbosa, Daruk, Revali, and Meepa.
Those are very interesting names. I don't think I've ever heard any of those names before.
I can tell you about them if you would like.
I would love to hear about them.
Well, they have these things called divine beasts. Urbosa has a camel. Mm-hmm. Revali has a bird.
Oh.
Daruk has a lizard. And Meepa has an elephant.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of bird, since we were talking about birds today? Is it a special kind of bird?
Actually, I don't know, because they're kind of like ancient technology.
Okay.
So they look the same. I don't know.
So I have a question for you. If you had a beast, and remind me, a lizard?
They're called a divine beast.
Okay, so if you had a divine, if you, Edith, had a divine beast, would you choose a bird, an elephant, a lizard, and what was the other one?
A camel.
A camel. Which would you choose, and why?
I would choose the lizard, because the lizard is cool.
You like the lizard the most?
Yeah.
Does the lizard have, like, special powers?
Yeah, it can shoot fireballs, because it lives on a volcano.
Oh.
And Daruk is like a little turtle. And Daruk has a power called Daruk's Protection. And he uses his powers to protect him when he gets scared.
Amazing.
He can also use it for powers. He has a family member that has Daruk's Protection. And yeah, Link has to go all around the world trying to find these guys. And then they're like, and then you have to. There are beasts that you have to fight off.
Amazing. Amazing.
So there's Urbosa, and she's human, but in Hyrule, they call them Hylians.
Hylians?
Hylians, yes.
And Hyrule is the land where Zelda is right now,
yes.
Right? Or where Link is?
They're all there.
They're all there, okay. And what's her name? Verbosa?
Urbosa.
Urbosa. That's a pretty name.
She lives in a city that doesn't allow men in, so you have to talk to a guy that's trying to figure out something. Then you have to go on top of a shop that's like in the middle of the path.
Okay.
And then if you go up top of it, like climb it or use Revali's scale if you've got it, then it will bring you up top, and there should be a man that's dressed as a woman. And if you don't start that quest up before you go there, if you go up there, then it won't be there. But yeah.
It won't be there. Have you made it up there?
Yes, I've complete. My dad. I work with my dad to seal the calamity away, so we've basically done all of that.
You've done all of that.
Yeah.
What do you think it would be to be in a land where you said only women live in this land?
It's a city.
Oh, it's a city. Okay, so it's a city only of women.
Yeah. It's cool because there are Gerudo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and the Gerudo are, like, tough, and they're usually brown or black or something like that. And there's a middle city. It's amazing. I already told you about the person that lives up top.
Yeah.
And there's some places where you could buy stuff.
What can you buy there?
You can buy arrows, you could buy steak, you could buy the Zolfo tails, and the Zolfos are a monster that attacks you, and it's created by the Great Calamity.
The Great Calamity? What's that?
It's the person that's, or beast, that's stealing away Zelda.
That's stealing away Zelda, I see. So that's the name of the, like, the sort of big beast, the Great Calamity. Is that right?
Yeah. We call him Calamity Ganon.
Calamity Ganon?
Ganon.
Calamity Ganon? Why Ganon?
Because Ganon is actually made by somebody called Ganondorf.
Oh, that is very intricate. I didn't know about that. So there's a city with just women in it. And are there other cities?
Yeah. So there's Nefas City where there's Zoras. Mm-hmm. And she's like a fish person. But humans are allowed in there. Before you go to Zora's domain, and...
Oh, just bring your mouth a little bit. Yeah, just, I know it's fun to touch the tile, and that's okay, but I just want to make sure we catch it so I can hear you. So before you go to Zora's domain...
You have to find Sidon.
Okay.
He'll be looking for something. I can't remember what he's looking for, but he'll be looking on something from a bridge, and then there's going to be a cutscene.
Okay.
And he's going to be like, look up here above you and something like that. And then you're going to get the quest to go to Zora's domain.
Okay. Well, that's really cool. So there's this Zorba city.
Zora, sorry.
And then there's the city of women. What was it called again?
Gerudo.
And then what's another city?
Did I tell you their powers? I think I only told you Derek's.
I'm not sure.
Mipha has the power of Mipha's Grace.
Okay.
Which gives you the power to heal yourself or make people very, like, hurt.
Okay. Heal yourself or make people hurt. So it can go both ways.
Yes. And there's Urbosa, where... She has the power of Urbosa's fury that strikes your enemies with lightning.
Oh, wow. I sometimes feel like I have Urbosa's fury. Do you ever feel like that? Do you want to strike something with lightning? Yeah. Do you like lightning?
Not particular. No, not really.
Do you like thunderstorms?
Yeah.
You do like thunderstorms, but you don't like the lightning part?
Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. Her divine beast, when you're taking back her divine beast, you need to shoot their feet with bomb arrows, because if you don't, you can't. It's like walking somewhere, and there's Ritu. She has the
Ritu. I know somebody named Ritu.
Riju.
Oh, Riju. Okay, I know someone named Ritu. I thought that's what you said.
Riju has the thunder helm, and she'll protect you while you're going there. And if you don't, if you're not in her shield, the divine beast Navoris might strike you.
Oh, wow. The divine beast Navoris.
And Mipha's divine beast, I think, is Vanruta.
Just say it again into the mic, if you can.
Vanruta. And there's also Rudanya. And the next one, I think, is Meadow.
Meadow, that's a pretty name.
Yeah, that's the bird.
Oh, well, that makes sense, because Meadow probably lives in a meadow, right?
It lives in, like, a place where there's all birds, and their leader Rivali is stuck in meadow because the Great Calamity has taken over the divine beast to make them like forced against.
Oh, okay. Well, we've talked about a lot today. We've talked about Zelda. What else did we talk about today?
We talked about jewelry and birds, so many things.
So many things. And that is really our time for today. That's the amount of time that we usually have for an Insomnia Project episode like this one we're doing today. So I just wanted to thank you so much. Thanks to my guest, Edith. Is there anything else you want to share or to say at the end here?
Well, not really.
Okay, good.
I'll just say have a nice rest of your day or have a nice rest or something.
Yeah, have a nice rest is a beautiful thing to say to anybody. We could all use a little more rest, huh? I just want to thank everybody else for joining us. We hope today you will listen and sleep. Today, I was your host, Amanda Barker, joined by my dear friend, Edith. And you can follow us on Twitter at Listen and Sleep. If you'd like to give us a review, go for it if you're still with us. And if you're resting, well, Edith and I hope you have a wonderful rest and hope that you did have a chance today to listen and
sleep.
And sleep.
Good night or goodbye.